Well, well, well. What have I found myself this time? A human? What a sexy reaction. What? Surprised already? Don't give me that look. Barely even done anything to you. You mostly did it to yourself. I mean, falling into a hole half dead. That's quite the entrance and icebreaker, don't you think? Don't look at me like that. I didn't have anything to do with this. Just because I got horns doesn't mean I'm evil. Just makes me more horny. Like you. Look at me. Oh, come on. We gotta do something about that. You're looking mighty roughed up already. Slowly. Up you go. You're as light as a feather. Not the malnutrition speaking, just, maybe. You're the perfect fit in my arms right now. Let's get you feeling a little better. Little touch of demonic magic here, and... Kind of convenient, isn't it? I'm kind of a prodigy when it comes to that. What? You look like you've never seen an incubus before. Don't look too much. You might fall in love. You're just too easy. I'm not even trying right now. I mean, to be fair, I did save your life, and... Suspension bridge effect got you or something. Oh, don't be shy. I haven't been. So why should you? Sorry. I know you've been through a lot, probably getting thrown down here. What'd they call you? Some kind of witch? Don't give me that look. See around us? You're just the lucky one. They keep thinking I want people tossed down here. But it's lost in translation. Alas, I can't get up there. So they throw things down here. It's just rumor after rumor. For what? Just so they can accuse you of using dark magic. Well, did you? Seems like someone might have a dark side. No, not like that. I mean, maybe like that. Depends on what those pretty eyes are thinking. What could you be thinking now that you're happy? You're healthy, right? Why aren't you smiling then? Not gonna smile for a demon. Trust me, I'm not the worst. At least, not of my kind. Sure, might do a teensy little bit of seducing. But what's wrong with that? You get something, I get something. And you're alive. Let's not brush over the fact that I completely saved your life. You were going to bleed out. Don't make a mistake about that. It's just you hung on long enough. Oh, that. Don't worry about the lewd crest. It's just like probably all those books you've read about it. Nothing personal, just... I couldn't help myself. You can't be a chooser when you're a beggar. I saved your life. Where's my thank you? Come on. Can't be that hard to say, right? There it is. See? Was that so hard? I'm not nearly as bad as I look. But I do look good, don't I? Come on. I've got these chisels abs. I work out every single day. Now, what else am I gonna do right here? I'm barely wearing clothes. Just what I can find off the bodies. Of course, I've purified and manipulated it. This cloth is enough to cover me. Plus, there's more to see. And you don't seem to be holding back and looking. How curious. You must like what you see, huh? I like what I see, too. Oh, what's the matter? Don't be that way, honey. Up here. My eyes are up here. Don't let me distract you, though. If you had something more interesting to fixate those peepers on. Oh, come on. Isn't this better than dying? I might be a bit of a heart thief of sorts. And maybe I made you have that pesky little crest, but I needed to. Believe it or not, I'm not a liar. I'm not lying about a single fucking thing. Because if I was, I wouldn't be the demon of fucking. I mean, come on. I'm not the demon of lies here. Unless you hear about Incubus killing people. No, they call us dream demons. Come to people when they sleep. Do some fun things. Get a meal out of it. That's usually how it works, but it's rare that you meet one in person because we're a fickle sort, right? Blending in with people you might not even know. And you? You're a little different than the average human. I mean, you got tossed down this fucking hole. That's gotta count for something. So, you want to talk about it? No. Didn't think so. But, putting that aside, your whole condemnation thing, whatever you did to piss off the church, or whoever it was up there, shouting those mean things before, you know, you ended up here. That aside, you don't have to worry about them, because unless you got a way to climb up to the ceiling like some kind of lizard, I don't think you're getting out of here either. If you do, you'd tell me, right? I'll ride on your back then, and I don't care if it looks disgraceful, but if you can get us out of here, I'm game. Ah, didn't think so. Can't be so easy, right? I don't really mind it, but welcome to my humble abode. Ignore the bones over there. They're just, you know, they do like to throw people down here. Kind of sucks for me. I have to clean it up. You know, sacrifices. Not very sexy. You, on the other hand, being alive. I've waited a long time of taking the last breath of people to be able to cast that spell that I cast on you. Believe it or not, that took a lot of magic power, and I'm quite drained. So, if you want to make things up to me, it's simple. Welcome home. You can live with me. As for what we do with our time, other than probably fucking into oblivion, judging by how you're already likely way too into me. I'm kidding. Half kidding. But, other than that, getting you food and stuff, well, that might be a little tricky. I saved your life, but I'm not so sure I can do that in the long run. Well, there might be a way. Probably not gonna like it, though. I sound happy about it. Just how do I sound happy about it? I'm terribly distressed. Okay. Not terribly, but a little bit. This situation is unique. You see, at the bottom of this, nasty little place is a pretty nice abode that we can mingle and get to know each other. What? I've had to use my magical prowess for something. If I couldn't get out of here, why not make it a home? Right this way. This unassuming door is where you might want to go. Welcome to your new home. Don't look so shy. Trust me, the bed's comfortable. If it looks like something of a loving chamber, you should reference the fact of who you're sharing this chamber with. I did spell out what I am for you, but no need to be scared. Like I said, I'm not the ones that kill people, I'm the ones that fuck people. Pretty simple, right? You don't look disappointed, so I'll take that as a powerful first step. Now, since you don't want to talk about it, I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I ended up here in much the same way as you. Believe it or not, once I discovered these horns, you know, my illusion spell wore off one day when a powerful sorceress may have... we were sleeping together, and she understood what I was, and I tried to explain, and I ended up in this hole, cursed to stay here for a while, cause it may have been a bit of a difficult situation. Let's just say, incubi don't really cheat. We just need what we need. And she didn't understand that. basically, I ended up down here and got called a lot of nasty things, tortured for 1,000 years. You know, it's not the prettiest story, but you get the idea. So both of us, not just you, have our nasty little past. That's over with now, ain't it? Now, as for food, unless you like eating the corpses that are thrown down here once every 100 years and happen to be a legend at not eating anything, you're probably going to starve. But there's one way we both win here. If you happen to fall to that lust crest, things will be a little more exciting down here. See, not only won't you have to eat in the conventional way, both of us will get our fill of food. Easy, right? I mean, I've been starving for at least 98 years. As for the rest of the 6,000 before that, it was pretty eventful. Like I said, 1,000 years ago, things went wrong, but don't worry. Now I'm somewhat of a legend, you see. How's it feel being in the presence of a legend? I sound more like a fraud, huh? Well, maybe in a certain way I am. But not enough of a fraud not to follow through with my words. Well, don't be shy. Have a seat. Or lay back like this. Come on. It took me 180 years to make this bed. You might as well enjoy it. You know how hard it is to gather magic from people who are dying? They barely say anything like, help me. I wish I could have helped them, but let's just say I got particular taste. And you... you check all the boxes, so count yourself lucky. I'm not altruistic by nature, no. But are humans really either? No, of course not. Demons, humans, angels, gods, devils, and everything in between. We're all the same thing and with a different face. Some have fancy wings. Some have fancy tails. Some have big things like me. That are mostly for show. And some of them have the sexiest bedroom eyes you've ever, actually never seen. But that's between you and me. Oh, don't look like that. I'm not using you. In the traditional sense of the word. It's a whole lot different, don't you think? We both need something, and I'm offering you a lifeline. I can save your life twice. Then you'll owe me a whole bunch, won't you? What? You look like you wanted a kiss. Sometimes I can't resist. It's just so easy, you know. But you've got some bite to you. The way you bit my lip, almost to bleeding. You literally have some bite on you, huh? Not complaining. In fact, I think that's partially why I chose you. All the rest of them they tossed down here. They had twisted up and mangled souls. It's one thing I'm pretty good at. Understanding what kind of person you are in your last moments. And with you, I saw a firing desire. Not something I could quite quantify into words. It was almost as though you wanted something so bad, you were gonna claw your way back up. And something about that, it's sexy as hell. It's so different. It makes me feel something. So this fancy little palace all my own is now your home too. Don't just soak it in all at once. Come on. Look at me. Don't be that way, baby. We have eternity to face here. No, you thought that crest was just for show. Don't misunderstand me, right? You still have a chance to die a human. Or you can continue to live on and just... Well, you might not stay exactly the same. But it was that proposition I made earlier. And all you have to do... Well, do I need to spell it out for you? Lust crest. I'm a fucking incubus. Don't pretend to be dense, I can see it in your eyes. You know all too well what I want from you. But, not so judgy. I don't just want you for that. When you live as long as I have, you come to appreciate things. And for one, finally having someone to talk to. It's good to know my charms haven't gone completely down the drain since I've been isolated. This is my own personal hell. And I'm hoping you'll help me turn it into heaven. How's that sound? You see, just as sure as my teeth graze on your carotid artery like this, right down the side of your neck, how I could bite and kill you just like I saved you. That's the threat of things. That's just oh so exciting. Your heart's beating faster, I can feel it. You're telling on yourself. Oh, don't tell me that was too much. I was just playing up the role. You see me as one of those dangerous demons. Clearly, you had some faith in some god that didn't save you or something. Along those lines, right? Doesn't matter. You're mine now. As long as you live, you'll be mine. And, like I said, incubi don't tend to get attached. But something feels different after I've felt this painful loneliness for so long. I just want to eat you up. I just want to feel all this warmth slowly. So slow it hurts. Come on, pretty girl. Don't get scared yet. Is it scared or excited? I can't fucking tell. But I like not knowing. The surprise makes it that much more engaging. Just like your eyes that don't dare break from my gaze. That's what I fucking love about it. I can feel you. And wouldn't you know it? Fancy all of this. Today's my birthday. Lucky me. Do you think it's fate that you happened to drop down today? Cause I think it's more than that. Coincidence doesn't cut it, does it? And fate's too whimsical for me. Right now, I think it's destiny. And I don't think I'll be taking any revisions to this delusion I've created. How about that? Honey, we have so much to learn about each other, about all this. Fuck, you're hot. I feel the warmth against my hands. Those tattered clothes barely leaving anything to the imagination is kind of a little bit stimulating. Bet you didn't expect to be fucking a demon today, unless you thought you were being sent to the lust ring of hell. But that might be less exciting than this, don't you think? One very, very obsessive, over-the-top incubus who is much more interesting than some stupid, half-baked ring that does it every single day. You've got the pent-up incubus, the one and only legendary Satoru Gojo. An incubus known to be kicked out of hell for making Satan jealous. I may have steal. Well, no. That's for me to know. As for the details, I'll leave that to your imagination. Let's just say I fucked over the big man downstairs, and he didn't like that very much. Well, it's kind of a point of pride. That bastard hates me so much he wishes he could get rid of me, but he can't find me. Isn't that just so fucking ironic? But enough about my past. It's time to taste your present and unravel my very own birthday present for what it's worth. Oh, don't be shy. I'll take off what little I have to. Might as well give you eye candy or... better yet, why don't you take it off? Go ahead. I see you're shaking with excitement already. I want you to see what you've done to me already. A demon of desire, you'd think I'd be deadened to this sexual nature, but it never goes away. And you, my dear, have quite the way. Without words. Well, to think I'd be this excited already. But I'm more surprised that you're so into it. Look at you. Stripping like that for me. Do it slowly. That's it. Nice and slow. Fit for a demon. A demon's bride you'll be. Don't look so excited about it. Not yet, anyways. You seem more shocked in disbelief or something like that. Anybody ever tell you your skin is tasty as hell or the way that you dig your nails into my thigh anytime I touch you is pretty hot. The contact of our skin sticking with just a bit of sweat from being too close. That look in your eyes doesn't seem to be as innocent as you're trying to play it off. Luckily, you don't have to be innocent at all. And good luck with that. Being together with an incubus, I can tell where your eyes are drifting to. You still haven't removed it yet. What little clothes I have. Aren't you eager to see what you've done to me? Come on, baby. Get your revenge. If that's what you want to see it as. Or I'll keep grinding on you like this. Bed soft, but you're softer. Get so worked up on, and it was just your inner thigh. If you feel something big, hot, and hard rubbing against you, I take no responsibility, as it's clearly a coincidence. From where I bit you, and arousal from right here, separated by almost nothing. Gentlemen, if I went so voraciously. Then again, I never claimed to be one. You only assumed it with your eyes. But you had that wary expression, and now you have quite the different one. Don't you, my darling? Don't you? My breath is all you get so far. Don't mind me as I help you clean up just a bit. Careful strokes of my teeth and tongue, tracing around where it counts. Not too fast, not too slow. The mess seems to be getting bigger. And come see me rubbing off that big, hot, throbbing cock on you, even through the clothes. No, it's nothing. Now this mess, and we've both barely come in contact, only thigh and the spot trailing right around where it counts. Don't look so frustrated. I thought you wanted to remain modest. Or is it that you're getting frustrated? So turned on it hurts. Such a delightful reaction. And as a sexual tension builds, and I crawl over you like a beast prowling over its prey, what then? Do you really feel like the prey right now? Or maybe a wolf in sheep's clothing? What do you think suits you better, huh? Darling, why don't you tell me? Come on, darling, baby, honey. Which one do you like best? All of them? None of them. Doesn't matter. I'll still find a way to make that heart flutter every bit more than you ever planned. Well, safe to say, you don't mind more experienced men, do you? Definitely not with that reaction. You're so ready, aren't you? For more? But of what? Why don't you spell it out for me? Nice and slow, if you can even form the words. Since you seem to be breathing heavy and looking where it counts, go ahead, say something. Make me and to that monster you fear. Or maybe tame me, if you're so prudent and diligent in order to do so. What's it going to be? Yeah, I got your tongue. Or just me. Oh, you're such a good guesser. And the way you squirm is delicious. You know I can taste it. How much you want to feel that satisfaction. I can feel how much you crave me. Finally made your decision. No, not that. So must mean that you want me to surprise you. I can continue tracing my tongue around your cute little clit all day long. Actually, all week long, all month long, until you lose your mind. You know you will snap like a twig eventually, right? Or I could give you the satisfaction of victory over me. You can make me cry out in pleasure. Trust me, I don't mind. Baby, I've done everything you can imagine. Nothing's off the field for me. How kinky you can imagine. You can bet I'll make it happen. Or if by chance you'd prefer me to ravage every inch of your body and make you come until you cry and beg and weep for me to stop. Oh, I can do that too. I can make you feel a lot of things. Pleasure, pain, to the utmost. Or just one or the other, you know. We can start with pleasure. And make it so that you fucking lose it. Just for me. So addicted to me that a single touch down your back like this gives you the shivers that make you remember why you're mine. I'll make it so that I train you, teach you where you'll be forevermore. Don't be so bad being trapped and fucking like bunnies, don't you think? And with how unfucking believably attractive and oh so delicious you are, I'm not gonna get bored of trying all sorts of things, baby. So, spit it out. Or is this the act of rebellion, something that gets you off? Feeling like you're in control or being in control. I can't tell which one gets you off. Maybe the lack thereof. Nothing yet. We've barely done anything. Focus on my hand and close your eyes. A single finger running up your side, caressing that perfectly plump breast and grabbing you by this oh so grabbable throat and squeezing just a little. Don't look at me like that. You'll just turn me on even more. I'm a demon, darling. Baby, you don't know what you're in for, 'cause you ain't never fucked a man like me. Trust me. Shh. I don't want to hear those excuses. I want to hear you say my name. Say my fucking name. You know it. I know you do. Go ahead. Say my fucking name and see what happens. That's it. Was that so hard? Come on. Shh. No excuses. Only you in this bed with me. I guess you're a real pushover right now. Letting me shove you into this bed after you tried to get up. Shh. Excuses will get you nowhere. But touch, that'll get you everything. That's it. Now that I've got you pinned here, take it off. Remove the last layer of my clothes. See what your reward is. Go ahead. That's it. Look at the most beautiful cock in the world. Not to be too confident, but I'm sure you'll find an incubus like me is shamelessly confident, at least in more than a few ways. Can't you believe it? Come on, babe. Don't get shy now. I know my scent is driving you wild. Come on. Why don't you give it a kiss? Oh, come on. Don't stop there. Oh, aggressive. I tell you to shush right now, but with your lips firmly on my cock, I don't think you could say much more than you're grumbling. Why even grumble right now? You did it all willingly. The crest, yeah? That's what you're blaming for, huh? That's why you're kissing my cock. Fuck. Oh, you're quite a bit different than I thought you'd be in bed. Don't think I'm not gonna return the favor tenfold. Just know what you're getting into. Or don't. Surprises are so sexy, aren't they? Fuck. That isn't all you got. Come on. Yeah, go a little further down my shaft. Touch my balls like that. Don't be shy. Touch anywhere. You know I can take it. So, do your worst, baby. Shh, no excuses. Just more sucking this fat cock. Oh no, free me alone. Then give me that fucking pussy so I can give you what you want. Your scent is intoxicating. Hearing you slurp on my cock like that. Fuck. Don't talk with your mouth full, baby. That's bad manners. I can do it because I'm a demon. Double standards, bitch. Mm. Semen. Still love drunk on her. That expression, that's not one you could show to anyone else, but I like it. I like that you're not afraid to show it to me, or maybe it's just that you can't hold back. I don't really care, 'cause I'll make you mine anyways. Are you enamored yet? No, of course not. No one's that easy, right? Go ahead. Make me cry out your name. Of course, the ridges and bumps on my cock. It's just a demon thing, okay? I know you've probably never had something textured like me, but I assure you, you can still feel my veins throbbing and the heat in every detail. I want you to memorize it in your insides for me, won't you? Please, honey. That would mean the world to me, since I'm the only man, the only anyone, who's ever gonna be anything to you for the rest of forever. You'll have to get used to this, memorize it, get mesmerized by how much I want you to feel. Don't get shy now. Go ahead, grind against it. Do what that body's begging you to. Can someone not be honest? Come on, you can be honest with me, right? Shh, what did I say? Now get on my fucking cock. That's it, I'm laid out here. You're in complete control. Oh, why do you look that way? You just got a little prey on yourself. Nice for lubricating, making everything so slick and hot. You don't need any help with that, do you? Oh, you just resting on the tip of my cock like this. It's so fucking hot. I can barely think of anything else. Oh, fuck it. And just think of you instead and the faces, those cute expressions you'll make when you finally realize it. That an incubus cock is a little more different than being curved and textured, veiny and hot, thicker than anything you'll ever get. There's so much more to it. I think you'll feel it down to the deepest part of you. The feeling of being claimed so entirely that you can't even ever think of going back. It'd be a betrayal to your own honesty. It would make you seethe with a mixture of so many things that you wouldn't even be able to think straight. Well, to put it bluntly, you're going to get very, very addicted to my cock. Very addicted without any chance of a cure. Afraid there is none. Can't go to any rehab for me. No. Go ahead. You almost want to resist out of fear of your own sanity slipping, don't you? But the allure of the pleasure, the connection, you want it, don't you? Baby. Oh, you're so fucking tight. I feel everything of your insides, you know. Oh, you have the best fucking heat. Oh, I could just eat you up. Go ahead. You can grab my horns for stability while you're lowering yourself down. Isn't that just the cutest fucking thing? You're shaking, darling. You're shaking something fierce. Oh, me too. It's just the sweet fucking pleasure of touching you. so deep already, and you've barely gone down on me. Fuck. You want to also lay down, you crazy motherfucker. How's that feel? See the bulge? There's barely enough room for you to fit me. Oh, sorry, just the idea's a little hot. And your feelings of twitching around me. You feel that hot cock throbbing inside you. Don't you dare move. You're mine now. Mine now. You can feel it, can't you? The heat is burning even more. The pleasure mounting ever so slightly. Oh, fuck yes. I almost came just from how tight you are. Look at me. I said, fucking look at me. That's it. Those eyes have lit it. That body trembling with pleasure or fear. Me too, honey. Me too, darling. Fuck. Shh. You can't keep those moans in, can you? That cute voice is gonna escape. But you biting your lip like that only makes it worse in the end. No way. Just those same movements, barely moving, and I feel that I'm already feeling so breathless. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You're so fucking good. You're so fucking good. You're so fucking good. Fuck. Oh, yeah. You squeezed down so good on me. Oh, I can't even fucking talk. Fuck. You make me feel so much. Yeah. Oh, you're no stranger to feeling like this. But I know you've never felt this much pleasure. I know I'm not like any other man you could even dream of. Cause baby, I won't leave you wanting. I'll satisfy you in ways you can't fucking dream of. Fuck. You're barely moving right now, afraid of the pleasure. If you slam up and down on that fucking hard cock, the texture you can feel, the heat, the throbbing veins. I bet you can hear my heartbeat through my fucking cock inside you. Can you feel it throbbing, baby? Can you feel it fucking throbbing? I can feel you. I can feel you. Yes, you're wrapped around me so fucking hot. Oh, fuck. Shh. Not like that. God. God. Fuck. Oh, fuck me. I guess you already are, but shh, I wasn't looking for you chiding. I was looking at you. Tom, this fuck. fucking cock under you. Come on, baby. I know you feel me twitching under you, begging for a head. Oh, fuck. Come on. Oh, yes. Nice and slow. Oh, you fucked me so good. Oh, fuck, I want it so bad. I want you so bad. I need you so bad. Fuck. Just come. That's just the pre-cum shooting inside you. Just wait until I really come so deep you won't be able to find room for me. It might make you a little worried, but trust me, it'll feel amazing. I promise. Yes. That's it. Don't be shy now. Oh, fuck. Shh, baby. You take it so well. Don't mind me. I couldn't help it. My hips moved on their own. Fuck. Why'd you stop? Why'd you stop? Remember I seen that shape of that cock inside you? Yeah? Fuck. Oh, fuck. Shh. Come on. Giving you a flash? Too bad. Too bad, baby. Shh. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. I'm gonna come so fucking hard. I'm so fucking hard. You want it inside here? Yeah. Beg for it inside. Fuck, fuck.
Hello, what say you that we
lays around and get to know each other a little better. Preferably with my cock still inside you. Just so you know, I can keep it as hard as I want for as long as I want. No refractory period to worry about. Aren't incubus fine? Oh, by the way, just remember, memorize the shape. Come on, can't be that hard to think. Just because your mind is completely fucked out doesn't mean you can't write. Look at how stuffed you are, positively to the brim. You're so mine. You're so mine. Yeah, yeah. Look at me, baby. You're stuck with me. It's even better. Even better. Oh, what a shame. You look like you're having trouble forming words. Don't tell me. I literally fucked you, stupid. Maybe we'll save getting to know each other a little better for after you've regained some semblance of your mind. Picking it off the floor is difficult, after all.